I felt today was a very demanding victory for us. I was very proud of the football team, the way they battled through a number of situations, dealing with injuries throughout the game. We had a number of players going in and out of the game. Some players obviously did not return to the game. So I thought the communication and adjustments throughout the game was a real tribute to our players and the communication of the staff. Offensively, you know, we felt we had the game going the way we wanted to there in the first half and hit some challenges as far as, you know, the personnel substitution and kind of really started for us when Brian Bulaga went down with the injuries. There were some situations, particularly short yardage, that we need to improve on, but we could have helped ourselves there from a coaching staff standpoint, being a little more flexible than we were today as far as the different personnel. So, but I thought it was a good outing for the offense. Special teams did a great job. You know, we have a lot of respect for Peterson in their return game, and I thought our guys did a very good job of. I haven't seen it, but I would think we won the field position battle there. Defensively, I thought it definitely started up front. You know, had the injury to Clay, and wanted to try to make Arizona one dimensional, get into a passing game, and you know, that's obviously the way the game went in the second half. So, good team victory. We need to get healthy. And that's what bye weeks are for. We're 6-3, and you know, we got time to evaluate, step back, and clean some things up, and get set for the third quarter as we head to Detroit. With that, I'll take your questions.
Have you ever needed a bye quiz, Bailey? Did you need this one?
Well, I think you always need a bye. And you know, it's important to always, you know, take a step back and get healthy. So I mean, everybody's usually beat up going into their bye, but we've had some significant injuries, too many for our liking. It's where we are. So yes, we're very pleased to be at the bye right now.
Could you talk a little bit, Mike, about Randall Cobb and how he continues to step his game up on an almost weekly basis?
You know, Randall Cobb's a playmaker. That's how we view him. And playmakers need the ball in their hands. He gives you a great flexibility as far as where we can play him. He's continuing to get better as a receiver, you know, week in and week out. You know, he played injured today, which I think tells you a lot about him. But he's we have to be smart. How many times we get the ball in his hands? But we are obviously making a conscious effort to do that.
How would you assess the running game in particular today?
I was pleased with the rushing effort today. We went with you know, two tandem backs there with James Starks and Alex Green and played it more by situation just to try to make sure we were able to get those guys prepared during the week for today's game. We had a number of snaps back here also for Randall, and I thought he was definitely productive in his opportunities. But, I mean, that's the way you want to run the ball. You know, Aaron obviously made some plays with his feet and added to the total, but I was very pleased with the rushing effort.
Any word on the severity of Matthews and Bulaga and Jordy?
I have no updates for you outside of what Jason read to you. So hopefully this bye week will give us time to get those guys back, but it's too early for me to speculate on their injuries.
You feel like 6-3? Is a good position to be in heading into the third quarter?
6-3 is the position we are in, and that's where we're focused on. And that's the last thing I told the team. I think it's important for everybody to take a step back, take a look at why we're at 6-3, the things that we did to get us here at 6-3, you know, pro and con, and more importantly, be ready to commit and get after the things that we need to get after to improve and come back. We, you know, got a 4-game winning streak. We've done this before. It's important for everybody to step away from it. Family time is highly encouraged. Everybody thinks it's just a time to get healthy, but it's a time to get healthy mentally, spiritually, and get yourself ready for the grind. And the grind starts in Detroit.
Mike, what goes through your mind when you see Aaron hustle after the fumble there in the first half?
I wasn't a fan of it. I mean, it was it's a play you know. I think as a young coach, you're jumping, you know, you're patting the guy on the back and everything, but it scared the hell out of me, frankly. When I saw him dive in there, I just obviously thought the worst. But I think it tells you about him as a football player, which I obviously have great respect for that. But, you know, it's, you know, he plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. But, you know, I get paid to worry, and I was worrying. So that was a heck of a play by Aaron.
Like the touchdown to Crabtree, what did you guys see that make that work as well as it did?
Well, it's just excellent execution. They had gone to a coverage that we were trying to hit, and we hit it. So, just the execution between the run fake and Tom doing a great job with the release and setting the right angle in there, and I think gave him a good clean ball for him to not break stride and score with. So, just excellent execution by the players.
Mike, what are your plans for this coming week? Will you give the team any extra time off besides the 4 days they have?
Well, they got some extra time off. You know, it's amazing what they do for an extra day off. So it's well deserved. I think it's important for us to step away. So they'll have the week off.
Mike, can you just talk about Hayward and Walden and just their play?
Well, I mean, without seeing the film, I would say they both played well. I know they definitely were productive, but for me to give an evaluation on any player's performance right now would be, I'd be stretching it.
Mike, when you look at Mason Crosby, any initial thoughts, any common themes that you see when he does miss a kick, or is everyone so?
Well, I got to look at the film. I mean, it looked to me that he pulled it a little bit there, but why, and those are things that you go through in film evaluation. But I thought he hit the ball for the most part pretty darn good today. So we'll take a look at it.
How big of an asset is TJ Lang, who can just go off the right tackle like that?
Well, I think it's big for us when your guards can jump out and play tackle. I mean, we have two guards who can go play left or right tackle, and that says a lot about TJ Lang and Josh Sitton. So, we really felt we had a really good rhythm going there in the first half. I still felt that we were able to run it there in the second half. The third ones just killed us. I mean, not getting them conversions is really probably more on myself and what we had ready from a play call standpoint. So, I thought TJ played well. I mean, he didn't take me out of calls. And I think any time you have an injury at a tackle position and the call sheet doesn't change it, that tells you a lot about the individual. And that's a real credit to TJ Lang.
Mike, what are your thoughts on Aaron's interception? It looked like you weren't happy with it during.
Well, I mean,
after.
This HD TV stuff. I mean, it's amazing what you see on the sidelines. So, I thought Randall was down. They came to the conclusion that he did not complete the catch. So if that's the case, then it's the correct call.
In terms of momentum, how big was Crabtree's touchdown?
It was big. I mean, it definitely was a huge play. We struggled there to convert some third downs on offense, and they went down and scored. So it was important for us to answer there. And I thought it picked up our sideline. Most of our conversation was about adjustments in that third quarter. So, it was definitely a play that we needed.
Two more. Winston's been on a couple weeks now. Do you feel like a couple guys have stepped up on defense in that leadership role?
Well, I mean, it's leadership is not a one-man's job. And and frankly, going back to the first day of training camp, I challenge the rookies and the young guys to work on their roles in leadership. Leadership's something that you have to grow from the bottom of your football team all the way up. We're very fortunate the top of our football team has excellent leadership in Charles Woodson, Aaron Rodgers, and the older guys that have been here for some time. But you never have enough leaders. The development of leadership is something that's at the forefront of my focus as I look at the team. And I think you're seeing that as we're moving forward as we deal with these injuries, particularly in Charles Woodson's situation.
I mean, not even just from an injury standpoint, but you got the Meteors get, I think, 5 division games here in the second half of the season. Just to get a win here today, get a bye. How do you, approach the second half of the season with so many divisional games left?
Well, the division games are the most important games. So, we need to get healthy because division games are always more challenging, particularly physically. So that's part of the focus. Everybody spends all their extra time on division games. So we got some big contests coming up. The only one I'm really focused on is the Detroit Lions.